Elsewhere, Israel plans to construct more settlements after it releases another group of Palestinian prisoners next week. Reports say Tel Aviv is to announce tenders for new settler units in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem al-Quds. The announcement will coincide with the release of a third group of Palestinian inmates jailed in Israel. Also in August and October, Tel Aviv announced fresh settlement projects after releasing some Palestinian prisoners. The settlements are illegal under international law. They are also one of the main obstacles in the so-called peace talks between Israelis and the Palestinian Authority. We're now joined by political analyst Adil Samara from Occupied Ramallah. Welcome to the program, sir. Please tell us about the new announcement by the Israelis, and most importantly, the timing of the announcement of these new settlements.
Yes, I think that this announcement is coming in a very critical moment, that the Palestinian Authority is in a critical economic situation, and also the Palestinian Authority is going to the negotiations without taking anything. Also, the three main Arab capitals which have to support Palestine, I mean Baghdad, Damascus, and Cairo, are in a real crisis. Accordingly, the Zionists have to exploit this moment, especially for the main target of the Zionists, which is that land. They want all the land of Palestine. Now it is the best moment for them to expand their expropriation of the land of the Palestinian territory of the West Bank, and I think something even more than that. In addition to that, if you like, the new channel between the Red Sea and the Dead Sea is also another expansion of the Israeli normalization, or the Arab regime's normalization with the Zionist regime. This is an addition, or if you like, this another attachment for the sake of the Zionists, which replaces the matter of geographic expansion through the expansion by the infrastructure between Israel, the West Bank, or the Oslo Stand, and also Jordan.
Mr. Samara, let's focus on the behavior of the Israelis with such actions like the announcement of constant announcement of new settlement units. The issue of the peace talks will just be put into more uncertainty. Many observers believe that the Israelis don't want to achieve any form of peace with the Palestinians. Do you see it in that light as well?
I think the Zionist Ashkenazi regime never believed in any form of peace with the Palestinians. Accordingly, Oslo agreement, or Oslo, if you like, Oslo stand, is a temporary period so as to make all of Palestine as a Jewish state. That's why they did not believe in any form of peace, and that's why also under the cover of peace, or under the cover of negotiations, they are expanding their settlements. And many of them, by the way, many of their leaders never said that they believe in any form or any real peace with the Palestinians.
Political analyst Mr. Adil Samara, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us here on Press TV.